Visiting some of the stories that I still remember is a story
where, you know, where my water comes from.
Imagination.
Often, while it's growing now, because there's more and more projects like that, you know, it's becoming a larger issue of large population of dogs who are threatened with their lives. And there's about 8 million living in the area of the
large population. You are not going to subject us to an injustice. That is courage. That is a learning.
We are giving you development. What kind of development you are giving them? Development for what?
30 million people, I think, have been displaced by dams till date. And, you know, the number is growing. And also a lot of those people still haven't been rehabilitated.
That's okay. I choose this life, so I have to bear all the cost of this life.
Tried to link it to global politics. I would say Narmada Vachandran was one of the pioneering movements in that sense.
They are fighting just for survival.
It made me think a lot about Delhi and where my water comes from, because often while I was growing up, we had a water shortage. Like, in a very comfortable home, there was often, you know, times when we had to call for water tankers and things like that.
I was visiting some of this village.
In
2001, February, I went to the dam site. Village is closer to the dam site, and I spoke to people there. I spoke the same stories that whose voices I have heard. Some of the stories that are still going on.
Just for survival.